This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Mapping and satellite technology has made travel easier. We can Google any place on Earth from our computer, but that same technology means that we are watched and we can be tracked down. We ourselves can be Googled. Surveying the Terrain is a new show at Cam Raleigh. 10 artists using mapping and surveillance technology for their work have helped put this together. The product is sometimes beautiful and sometimes disturbing. Dan Solomon is curator of surveying, I should say, the terrain. Dan, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. Doug Rickard is an artist featured in the show. His work has been collected into a book of photographs called A New American Picture. Hello, Doug.
Hey, Frank. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Dan, tell us about this exhibit. What will we see?
What we'll see is a variety of artists in a number of mediums, including sculpture, installation art, video art, and photography, using mapping technologies to create their artwork. So, for example, in Doug's work, Doug used Google Street View. Doug, maybe let me have you tell them how you use Google Street View to create your work.
Yeah, I used Street View over a period of about 3 years, and I come from a place of studying U.S. history, studying slavery, the civil rights movement, and I wanted to follow on something that had been done in America after the Great Depression, the FSA project, and I wanted to use Street View to do it. So really, A New American Picture is a look at racial divide, cultural divide, economic divide, and it's really shining a light on the aspect of America that is really devastated.
Devastated, and it's a growing picture in this country and one that we don't see if we don't live in these neighborhoods. I want to talk to you about one, and I can advise you, if you're listening, go to a website, stateofthings.org, and see some of the pictures that we're talking about. Here's one in Helena, Arkansas, Doug. The sun is setting. There's a car upside down in a driveway. Tell us about this image and why you chose it.
Yeah, most of the images have people in them, but there's times when a photograph can speak louder when there's no one in it. And in this case, this part of Helena is really facing hard times, and it's really a pretty beat-up place economically. So this image right here speaks at once from a poetry standpoint and also from a cultural and economic standpoint. There's an emptiness there. The sun's coming down and casts sort of a beauty over this, but it's a dark beauty. And all of the elements in the picture speak to a sort of economic decay that's really pervasive.
And that is obvious in many of the other photos that you've included that do include people, streetscapes where the picture is pretty bleak and there are people in those pictures. Tell us about, I think we can begin to understand what's going on in these cities of America that are now more and more becoming scenes of devastation, illustrated in these photos, but also the poetry that you talked about. Tell us about that and how these photos capture some of that.
Yeah, I think that for art to work, I guess part of art is the element of aesthetic and beauty. And I looked for a situation where there were multiple things colliding. Street View blurs the faces largely. So because of that, and because of the sort of anonymity, you speak to larger macro things like the economics and like race and class. But at the same time, I wanted the pictures to have these elements lining up, the gesture of the people in the scene, all of the light and color working in a sort of palette that's powerful. So most of the images in there, I made probably 10,000 images or maybe 15,000. And I whittled it down to about 80, and usually there's only about 20 shown. And out of that time that I spent, there were hundreds of thousands of possibilities. And so I'm really sifting through this massive frozen world that these Google automated cars had laid out, and I'm trying to speak through the images, to literally use the images to tell a tale. So these artistic elements, color, light, shadow, human gesture, are the tools of which to use to speak, and speak about poetry and also very real things that our country's facing.
And as you suggest, the art in this case is in the curating and the selecting. You didn't take these photos, right?
Yeah, it's really a hijacking. It's sort of a strange hybrid. Street view allows movement and motion. It's as if I was sort of sitting on top of the roof of these cars that were sweeping everything up. And I'm moving the camera, not live, but in a frozen world. There's images stitched together. And then it's about really sifting and taking out the one fragment from this ocean that speaks. And I think that's where photography's headed, and the internet is making us deluded with an ocean of imagery from all fronts, right. Cell phones, everything. And it's about extracting what speaks.
Yeah. And Dan, tell us more about that, because in many ways, this art and the exhibit comments on surveillance as well. Tell me about that.
Well, mapping, it's interesting because maps have traditionally told us where we are and perhaps given us guides to where we're going. And what I felt was that we had a group of artists who were pointing out where we are and where we're going, and they were using this technology to do so. So, for example, we have artists who are using satellite imagery to bring our attention to different aspects of the world, like Laura Kurgan in the exhibition is taking us to the rainforest in the Cameroon or to the desert in Iraq and showing us the devastation in the rainforest or the military activities in Iraq. And so these artists are using these things to experience the landscape, not just the physical landscape, but the political landscape. And I think that's something that David Mizell is speaking about in his work, where he's using an aerial perspective that allows us to view the landscape like a vast map of its own undoing.
Well, and I think what's interesting about this as well, and you're pointing to it, Dan, is the fact that while these are very particular images, and Doug, I'm looking at one that you took in New Orleans, four African-American men walking on a sidewalk in New Orleans, very particular times and places, and yet the technology really suggests that you've got the world is available to you. The whole world is out there. At the end of this camera, but the particulars make it all the more interesting, knowing that you had so much to choose from.
Yeah, I think that the internet and the technology is really laying out sort of a frontier, and we all can see that our face is buried in electronic devices at home and out on the go. And I think the way to look at this is that there's this accumulating ocean of possibility from which we can have views that are far and broad and also very particular and very laser focused.
Dan,
tell me, I
do want to hear about that New Orleans shot. And again, if you want to go to our website, stateofthings.org, you'll see this photo on the website. But tell me about it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I wanted to also embed a sort of recognition of place, almost stitching together a quilt work of America, and the recognition is coming from both color and also geography and architecture. So in the case of the New Orleans, it was really perfect. It has the bright sun. It has a cemetery. It has this sort of beauty to it, but it also at once speaks to this particular part of America and the history there, and also the dynamic. So I really looked for that in these images as well.
Well, Dan, another set of work that closely relates to Doug's is Matthew Jensen's 49 states. Tell me about his ability to visit those 49 states without leaving his desk.
What I thought was wonderful when I first saw Matthew's work was that we have this tradition in American photography of photographers taking to the road like Robert Frank did in the 1950s, with the largesse of a Guggenheim Fellowship. He crossed the country and over a 2-year period of time took pictures in various states and communities and environments and created a landmark and perhaps most influential body of work in the history of photography, The Americans. What was intriguing was Matthew was able to, from his living room, visit 49 states and bring back images from each of these. The reason this piece is titled 49 States is because at the time, Google Street View was not yet in Hawaii. So the title refers to somewhat to the Google's omniscience and also its touch on everything. And Matthew has a very beautiful line where he says, each of the pictures in this series are taken with the Google camera shooting into the sun. And so you have these beautiful solar flares. And Matthew, in talking about the work, said, just as the sun touches everything, now Google touches everything. Mm.
But the sun never sets on Google's empire as well. I guess that's the other part of it. We at least have 12 hours of darkness.
Well, it's interesting, though, that that while Google appears to be everywhere, it's interesting. It is related to economics and geography and politics. There's very little Google Street View, for example, on the African continent outside of South Africa, and virtually none in Asia. So, so that's again pointing out what is being seen and what's not being seen.
Perhaps
where these technologies are being used and where they're not being used.
Where there is commercial value. Maya Lin, perhaps the most famous artist in the show. She's famous for designing the Vietnam Memorial, and she created a sculpture. Tell us about that, Dan.
So in this case, Maya used mapping technologies to create the contour of her sculpture. So Blue Lake Pass is derived from Maya taking a topographic map and taking a section on a topo map is usually a mile by a mile. And so she took a length of 5 sections long and 4 sections wide, so 20 squares. And she took these mile-by-mile grids, and she basically, in her working drawing, she cut out the grids and separated them and created a grid with space between each of the 20 pieces. And she took these mile-by-mile squares and created, in effect, in a 3-foot-by-3-foot column, a image or representation of that terrain. And then she used the topo technology to carve and sculpt the tops of each column so that they would conform to the actual contours of the land.
I want to thank all of you for being on the show. The show at CAM Raleigh is called Surveying the Terrain. It's up until January 13th. Dan Solomon is curator. Thank you, Dan.
Yes, I also wanted to say if people would like to see more of Doug's work, they can go to daylight.co or daylightdigital.com. And there's an interesting conversation between Doug and Matthew Jensen.
And
images from both of the artists.
Doug Rickard is an artist featured in the show, and his work is also collected in a book of photographs called A New American Picture. Thank you, Doug.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Frank. It was a pleasure.
And thank you for listening to The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow.